Sam was talking about the Memories record that he played on of Doc's. Had a lot of great songs from Doc's childhood, things he heard from his mother and the church he went to. Sam also played on another great record. It was the closest thing that Doc Watson ever did to a full-on bluegrass record. And it was called Riding the Midnight Train. Did you guys cut that in Nashville?
Yeah.
You were on that too, Jerry.
Yeah.
We did. We cut it. Soundstage.
Soundstage.
The last thing about Doc that a lot of people would preface by, you know, calling Doc the bluegrass guitarist Doc Watson. And that was one of the things he could do. But Doc never defined himself in any one genre. If anything, he would just call it good old country picking.
Yeah. Mountain music, good picking. That's what's great. He was, you know, an innovator on a lot of different levels of just understanding that things aren't broken into genres. Things aren't either bluegrass or old time. It's just good music, and that's one of the great things that the Telluride Festival has done here. I found a a great recording of a Telluride Bluegrass Festival about 1984 with you and Doc and Merle, I guess, maybe. Just the three of you, I think. It was really great. I'll share it with everyone.
I was there.
Anyway, here's a song off that Riding the Midnight Train record. It's called another good old train song called the Greenville Trestle High. Why don't you kick it, Sam? I'll kick it.
How about you kick it, Brian?
Okay, Sam.